Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on how to use sound to heal physical and emotional and mental issues. We're going to go through a wide range of different issues. It's a lot of information today, but it's all really applicable. Our intention is that we may have a new medical system that doesn't kill people and is really effective and very affordable and fun sometimes. Okay. Before we begin, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got our next open house is March 5th. If you're in the area from 1 to 5, we put everybody on the sound table. We go through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and also do many heart opening sound meditations. We also have our semester that just started in person in Sausalito. You could actually jump in this week or next week. And it's 3.5 months at the Institute, and half of it's online, which takes 6 months to do that part. And it's all about how the universe works based on vibration, not only the nature, but also the body as well. And also, we go through many techniques and skills to be able to open up your own practice. We're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. Also, we have many exercises and meditations that bring you to a profound state of peace and stillness, which is really good for you, but also good to learn to be able to bring to your clients and customers. And also we teach how to do sound baths as well, concerts. So that's starting, that just started, you can jump in. Our online program starts this Tuesday. It starts about every week or two though. So you can, it's ongoing enrollment, so you can start that just about anytime. And it works really well. If you can't make it here, it still works really well. We've got a lot of students in the online program now. It's very effective. We also have a recording program starting again on March 7th. And you can find all of these classes at soundhealingcollege.com, or you can go to soundhealingcenter.com and you'll find everything. Soundhealingcollege.com will take you straight to all the classes. And then we've got our voice analysis software that we sell. We do treatments as well. You can check it out, get a treatment and see exactly what notes are missing in your voice. And they tie to different mental and emotional issues. And then if you want to buy the software, which is really good for doing online assessments as well, it's $888. The next training for that software is February 11th, but you have to buy it by February 1st because there's a little bit of homework to do. And that's at voiceanalysisharmony.com. Our next Medical Sound Association meeting is on sound for strokes in the brain on February 19th. We have over 600 doctors and sound therapists meeting to create treatment plans, and we have detailed treatment plans, which is what we're going over today in overview form. But we have detailed treatment plans for all these on the Medical Sound Association .com site. And you can join the bi-monthly meetings by joining on that site. We also have our Sound Education Association with over 100 administrators and teachers. We've already created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we're setting up a lobbying team to take it into governments around the world. We've also are going to be doing a whole video series for each age group over the next 5 years or so. So you can join that group if you want to meet in the bi-monthly meetings. So those are the main things happening at the Institute. At soundhealingcenter.com, you can go to the Institute. We also have our store where we have over 300 sound healing products. We've got books and CDs. I've got over 100 CDs also frequency CDs that you don't listen to, you play them on the body, especially good for pain. We've got them for nerves and tendons and ligaments and muscles and bones and endocrine glands. They're really effective. We also have our soundloungecenter.com. We've got sound tables, sound lounges, sound pillows, sound dolphins, sound belts, and now sound vests. Oh my God, you will be vibrated into bliss. So you can find a ton of stuff at soundhealingstore.com. I'm sorry, soundhealingstore. It's actually soundoflove.com. There we go. Sound Therapy Center has about 10 different treatments. We do treatments here at the Institute. Our students are doing treatments. We also have, we are also launching the Sound Treatment Center. That's soundtreatmentcenter.com. And we've got a full range of treatments that you can get from different practitioners. We're actually not, it's not ready yet. We're launching in about 2 or 3 weeks. And it's really good quality sound. So you can get a treatment. Or if you're a practitioner, you can sign up as a practitioner and you get to choose whatever price you wanna submit for doing treatments. And there's a lot of information on this site as well about sound and how it works. And a lot of free music and videos for different issues. We got them for, depression, for anxiety, grief, higher consciousness. So you can check this out at soundtreatmentcenter.com. We've also got our Sound Healing Research Foundation. That's where you'll find the information on the Medical Sound Association and the Sound Healing Education Association for the kids. We also have over 500 clinical papers that you can check out, and a lot of student papers as well that are really good. So a lot of information there, good database. Okay, so that's what we have happening now. Let's jump into the treatments for physical, mental, emotional issues. We have a individual class coming up actually on Tuesday where we're going to go into this in minute detail, but I'm just going to give you an overview right now. All this information came from the meetings we had with the doctors and sound therapists to create the treatment plan. And the treatment plan is really detailed. It's really, there's like, if you go on the site to medicalsoundassociation.com, you'll see the details, all the medical details, the causes, the medical, current medical treatments, types of people, whether they're fragile or very strong or young or old, because there's different treatment plans based on where people are at. The conceptual framework, which is the main thing we're going over today, it's the approach that you take to that issue. And then later there'll be all the different treatments based on that approach. We also have safety guidelines so we don't hurt anybody, and also so we can get this into hospitals. We have intake questions and then treatments other than sound and homework. So on the Medical Sound Association, you'll see, again, 30 pages for all the different issues we're going to be covering today. Right? So the most basic thing around working with any issue is coherent sounds overcome chaotic sounds. Coherent sounds are stable, consistent vowels or crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks. Just about all the sound healing instruments are stable, consistent drones. Sometimes we have rhythm instruments, which are stable, consistent rhythms. But it's all about overcoming the chaos in the body with stability. When the body is healthy, every single part of the body is vibrating consistently at a stable, consistent vibration. And then it's stress that really starts causing the problems, or fear, or anxiety, or anger. These are all chaotic vibrations. Or even pain can be a problem, right? So This is the basis. And if you look at a cell that's healthy is coherent in its shape. It's symmetrical, whereas a unhealthy cell is not symmetrical anymore. Whenever someone tells me about an issue, the first thing I think is, okay, does that issue need activation or calming? Activating instruments would be like the gong, Tibetan bowl, especially with a wood stick, rattles and shakers, whereas calming would be more like a harp, sometimes a large crystal bowl, and soft instruments like a sansua or the kalimba, or a little xylophone, or the koshi chimes, which are so beautiful. So, you know, if you've got, like, somebody's got depression, it's completely different approach than somebody that's got anxiety, because we're going to work with activation, whereas anxiety is going to need calming. Also, activating instruments are good for energizing and breaking up stuck energy. Calming, if someone's really sensitive, you don't want to do any activation, right? It can be too much for them. Or if they're just right out of the hospital. We also transmit love with calming, and we also use it for hospice as well. So, as we talked about many times in our talks here, there's many levels that you can work at. You can work at the frequency level, the timbre level, which is just a bunch of frequencies, the musical interval level, the relationship between parts of the body, or the musical flow level, which includes the rhythm and the melody, which accesses many different emotional aspects. But it's all about flow at the music level. Smooth flow is the definition of health. Smooth flow without blockages. Also, we can work at the energy level, which is about intention or just energy. And that's all about smooth flow as well. Gratitude, compassion, love, and joy are all nice, smooth flows. But the best smooth flow is source. Right. Okay. You know, whenever anybody says you have a issue and you get a diagnosis, you really ought to be careful, because fear can kill you more than the issue. I mean, the second you go into fear, you're in trouble. But also, you need to be really disciplined and make sure that you hold the intention that it's going to be completely gone, right? Just assume it will be gone. You have to, because that has been proven scientifically to make your chances way better, right? Just assume it's going to be gone, because the second you go, oh, I'm going to die of this, you're much more likely to die of this or get really sick, right? So that's really critical, really critical. Doctors, when they do a diagnosis, they should take you in the other room and say, there's this percentage, but you can do anything. Okay. So there's many common approaches that work for any issue, because peace is good for anything. When you're at peace, your body works better. All organs go into alignment. Your immune system works better. You're more creative. And it's even a portal to other dimensions where miracles happen. So peace is really just good for anything. And you can use frequencies that are appropriate. You can use sounds that are peaceful. Most sound healing sounds, right? Musical intervals that are harmonious. Music that's peaceful. Slow fade, like a crystal bowl fading out, leaves you in a very peaceful and still place. It's so simple, just a slow fade. The home note of the key of the song. I just went to the home note of the key of my voice. The home note of the key of the song. It's where you're at rest, and it makes you peaceful. Or a curve where you get more and more and more and more and more mellow, right? That's really effective, to slow down more and more, to go to a lower note more and more, to get mellower and softer more and more, to create these dynamics that bring you to a still point. You can also just have them play. Having them play, they get peaceful playing the instrument. It's also good for them, their brain as well. Doing voice work. I mean, there's besides toning, there's chants and mantras, right, that can be really effective. Or you can put sounds on the body. Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, frame drums, all of them, you can feel the vibration big time. Or you can actually use our sound tables, sound lounges, the bass belt we have that you strap on that's really good for pain, or the vest. Those can all bring you into a place of peace. But one of the best is to do brainwave entrainment tuned to you. We do an assessment here where we find your note, your rhythm, your metabolism, and we tune the binaural beats of delta, theta, alpha, and beta to you, and they're really effective for sleep, for creativity, for relaxation, for alertness and learning, and for overcoming ADD, especially good for overcoming anxiety, we'll talk about. Okay. But then after you get a person to a place of peace, then the next step is to actually transform. And you could transform the triggers that are causing the issue in the first place, or the emotions that are causing it. And you can use the voice to do that. We have 11 techniques we use to actually transform emotions. You can choose between those. Or you can just explore mentally what's going on with these issues. I mean, what is it that's causing this problem? I mean, what are the triggers? I mean, and how can you deal with those triggers better? And we can use sound around that as well, even just toning in the midst of a trigger. We actually have a whole class on holding frequency where we go through 10 techniques to be still no matter what is going on around you. That's really effective. But now you can also just get really high, right? Bring in love and light. I mean, if you can access source information or source energy, often source knows the best of what to do and does it, and miracles happen. So if you can just get people into a very high state, that's one of the best. Okay, so these are all the different common approaches that will work for just about any issue. Now for sleep, the cool thing is to find that person's brainwave rate, which we just talked about, the brainwave assessment, and then give them binaural beats in delta tuned to the person. When they're tuned to the person, they're way more effective. That's really the cool thing. But the other thing is, a lot of people, when they talk about sleep, they say, oh, I use this right before I go to sleep. Well, really, you need to get to a place of peace multiple times through the day. If you're stressed out the whole day and then you go, you know, lay down, and you think, okay, I'll just mellow out finally. Well, that's your whole system still on overdrive. You know, you need to go to peace multiple times in the day. And then when you have to go to sleep, it's easy because your system's not frazzled, right? Or buzzing. Okay. Panic attack, when it comes to anxiety, panic attacks are quite different than just general anxiety. Panic attacks, you have to be really careful. If anybody's been having panic attack, crystal bowls are too much, commonly too much. A sound table is too much. Most instruments, a gong is deadly, right? It could kill a person. It could trigger a panic attack. You got to be really careful because those people are totally blown open. Their system is just like a sponge picking up any vibration around them. I know because I used to have panic attacks. So the good news, though, is with panic attacks, you can easily, your light body, your channels are still open. You could still go into love and light really easily. And that's what I learned. It's kind of like being on psychedelics. You know, you can totally shift into total love and light. Turn the lights down low, play some beautiful, warm, calming music, and run love. Love is the antidote for panic attacks. But for general anxiety, you could totally put them on a sound table. You could do all the instruments, do the brainwave entrainment, tune to the person, put sounds on the body, such as Tibetan bowls and even crystal bowls, and then start looking at those triggers. What's causing this anxiety? You know, what is it? Is there a way you could actually do compassion or gratitude or love or even toning in the midst of a actual trigger, right? Also, getting a person in their body is often a good way to overcome anxiety. From the higher perspective, you are not the anxiety. You're a stable, consistent vibration. ADHD, again, brainwave entrainment tuned to you in beta. It's really effective when we use these rhythms to get your brain to that really fast rhythm of beta where you can actually think with no side effects. Excellent. Traumatic brain injuries, same thing. Brainwave entrainment tuned to you. Shockingly effective for TBI. Depression. Well, depression, the main thing is activating instruments. But you always want to start and meet the person where they are. If you bring a gong in, start banging it, they'll probably tell you to get the hell out of here, right? So meet them where they're at and slowly build into it. I'm going to play a song for depression that takes 10 minutes to get very activated at the end. So that's the deal. So you can do all of this. I mean, especially having them play anything you can get them to do it, or even movement. I put movement in here. Movement's a really good one. So anything you can get them to do, or get sounds on the body. The sound lounge is really effective for depression. And then start looking at the goals in life. And you can even do a little ceremony to send them on their way to a new lifestyle. Okay. Anger. Number one is get somebody to a place of peace and stillness, right? The sound lounge is incredible because the more peace and still and grounded somebody is, the more capacity they have to deal with severe challenges, right? Most books these days say expressing anger does not get rid of it. It can feel good, and maybe if you're totally blocked, expressing anger may be the deal, but otherwise it just brings it up and it doesn't really get at the core seed of what caused the anger. So it's not always the best. You can do toning to go to a place of peace or in the midst of a challenge. That's really good. The other one is make it small. It's not horrible. It's just inconvenient. And then look at the triggers and learn to set boundaries with love. So do a no with love. No with love is really, really scream no with love. That's a really good one to practice. But really, the key to overcoming anger is to learn how to do compassion. And we go over that in the holding frequency class. Compassion is the number one antidote for anger. Main thing I do is I think, what brought them to do what they're doing? Well, it's entrainment into the craziness and selfishness and greed within our society for tens of thousands of years, right? It's not anybody's fault, right? Grief, there's two different approaches based on where a person's at. Not feeling or complicated grief, really three if you look at it. First of all, if they're not feeling, you want to do peace sounds, but more than anything, you want to get them into the sadness. Get them to feel again. If your emotional body is shut down, you don't feel anything. It shuts down the whole emotional body. Get them to feel again. I had this guy, he said, if I start crying, I'll never stop crying. His daughter had committed suicide. His wife had left him. And after a half hour, I'm like feeling his grief, right? I'm tearing up. And finally, he starts crying. I'm like, yes. You're feeling again. Right? It's good to get them to express their feelings with sound. It can take a while to get them comfortable making sound. Right? And then if a person has just lost someone, don't try and transform it. Just be with them in the grief. It's okay to feel the grief. Just sit and be with it. Right? It's natural. But if they've been grieving for years, crying every day for 3 years, you know, then the antidote would be gratitude. So you do a whole thing about gratitude and shifting the grief to gratitude. But also, it's to be able to bring in universal love. And a lot of people can't do that, so you can just have them send love to their own heart. That's really cool. Then you go, look, you've got all the love in the world. A lot of people also say, when the person leaves someone you love, the love doesn't go away. They may be gone, but the love is still there, and their spirit is still there. So, okay, so that's grief. Pain, oh my God, pain is probably the lowest hanging fruit there is when it comes to sound. You know, you could do diversion where you just listen to music or do something to have you think of something else and you don't feel the pain. But normally it comes back when you're done. I mean, if you go to a place of peace or bliss, you know, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins are released. Those can end up getting rid of the pain, but they normally don't. After it's over, you know, the pain comes back. But the other thing that's really cool is making sound will actually fill up the nerve endings so that there's no more room for the information of the pain. And this is scientifically proven. So if you just tone any vowel, I used to scream, I learned that I don't have to scream. You could just tone any vowel, you won't feel the pain. And sometimes pain doesn't last very long, so you can tone through it, and then it's gone. It's hard to tone a really long time, though. So, but the next thing besides toning is vibroacoustics. I mean, we've got all these CDs that you play on the body that I mentioned earlier, frequency CDs. You can play them on the body with headphones, or you can use our sound pillow and sound lounge, or the sound belt here on the right and the sound vest in the middle. Oh my God, they're so effective for pain, really effective for pain. So that's like the best. But ultimately, I mean, you can find all of that at soundloungecenter.com. We also have dolphins as well. They're really nice to hug. Okay. But you know, in the future, I mean, we're now starting to work on a research project with the Mayo Clinic. So we're working on what frequencies and timbres and musical flows are the best for all different types of pain, whether it's a bruise, a burn, chronic pain, you know, systemic pain. I mean, with just 6 months of research, we could dramatically have frequencies and music that will reduce pain intensely. Okay. Ultimately, one day, we'll be able to actually use frequencies to repair that nerve that's causing the pain. The future is really bright. PTSD, number one, is using brainwave entrainment tuned to the person. But when you're doing the intake questions, you have to be careful because, you know, some people are really shut down with PTSD. They're not going to talk about it. In that case, what you can do is get them comfortable making sound. And the best way to do that is to actually do call and response. Right? So you go through different emotions with call and response. And after maybe a week or two or three, they get comfortable making sound. Then you say, okay, this is how I'm feeling. How are you feeling? And they go, right? And then ultimately you get to the point where you say, you ready to make the sound of that PTSD and what caused it? Are you ready? You sure? We don't want to re-trigger it. You sure? Okay, let's express it. I'll help you. Okay. One of the best, though, is the holding frequency class. We've got 10 techniques that are really good for dealing with any challenge, especially PTSD. Again, we do toning, allowing, we do being in your body, we do gratitude, compassion, love. Oh my God, it's so effective. And then you can really start looking at that trauma as it's not you. You are a stable, consistent vibration. You are not this PTSD. And then learn to witness emotions instead of experiencing them, being them. Okay. Then there's dementia. We have a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California called Calabria. We've been doing training every week for the last 4 months or so, and doing sound baths. We're doing assessments for brainwave for each of the participants there. We're also got a sound lounge there, a sound pillow. We've got a sound belt for pain. We've got all of our instruments are there, and we're testing each instrument to see what instruments they like. Oh my God, it's so effective. We just did a sound bath there, a concert a few weeks ago, and all of the staff were like, oh my God, we've never had the room completely quiet like this for an hour. It's really effective. I mean, we were just testing the instruments, and I was going, okay, do you like this instrument or not? Right. And there's about four of them were like, yes or no. And those four, the staff said they hadn't done any reaction in 2 years. So the sounds, just the sounds were lighting them up, waking them up. Oh my God, it's so much potential. Also, we're teaching nonverbal communication, so they don't have to use words to express how they feel. Right? And one of the workers there said, last month, this one guy there was just mumbling. And she said, I finally mumbled back, and we had a really cool conversation. It's really cool. Connection is the deal. Okay. Parkinson's. We did research with a dozen Parkinson's patients, put them on the sound lounge, clinical research, and we were able to get rid of the tremors almost every time. And some of them had used the sound lounge daily, got off their meds. It's really effective. It's the best. For autism, it really depends on where they are on the spectrum. I mean, if they're low on the spectrum, most people with autism actually love music because they don't have to use words, right? But if they're high on the spectrum, then they often are too sensitive and sometimes you can't even approach them, right? So you got to be way more careful. Again, you want to find the music they love, brainwave entrainment tuned to them, find their note and give them brainwave CDs. That's the best, based on Jeffrey Thompson's research. And if they're up for it or not too sensitive, putting sounds on the body, including the sound table, is really effective. And then we teach them nonverbal communication as well. Addiction. Oh my God. We worked with a addiction center or a rehab center right next to the school for quite a few years and did workshops and brought them over and put them on the sound table. The sound table is the best. It totally gets that anxiety out from jonesing for drugs, right? It gets it out of their body and gets it out of their head because they go to a place of complete peace. I mean, sound lounges and tables are the best. Brainwave entrainment tuned to them, how to deal with challenges, the holding freak, expressing emotions with sound. Oh my God, we had them like just bawling, you know, expressing how they feel about how their life had been going. But the main thing is working with source and spirit. I believe that addiction's a reaction to a loss of a connection to spirit. They're really just bored to death. And if you can reactivate that connection to spirit, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, who needs drugs? Right? Schizophrenia, well, that's an intense one. Schizophrenia is really tricky because you can do sound one day and it works, and the next day it totally triggers them and they go into another being, right? A lot of people say schizophrenia is about entities that have taken over. And so there are some cool techniques we can do with sound. We had this one guy at school years ago, and I wouldn't normally say this, but for some reason it seemed appropriate at the time. I said, I think you might have an entity. And he goes, oh, yeah. The general has been here for 10 years. I've been trying to get rid of him, and I can't get rid of him. And so we all did toning on him. We put him in the middle of a circle, and we all did toning with the intention of clearing. And the next day he came back and said, after 10 years, the general is completely gone. So you can use sound with intention. You can also, some people say, call on Christ energy, and others say, you know, Archangel Michael, and just say, go now. Right. That can be very cool. So if that's too out there, don't tell anybody. Okay. Thyroid and adrenals. We should have the frequency for this. There are some frequencies on the Medical Sound Association site that I posted, and also in the reader and my book as well. But, you know, there's not definitive research. I mean, we should have very specific frequencies and combinations of frequencies that would totally resolve these issues. I mean, endocrine glands like the thyroid and adrenal, they are so sensitive to sound, so reactive to sound. They're the best. So, I mean, it's just crazy that there's not good research. I mean, we could totally overcome thyroid and adrenal issues. But, you know, the main thing, of course, especially for adrenals, is just stop working so much, right? And to not get stressed out. So relaxing music and sound, especially on the sound table, is the best. I mean, just get you peaceful is will help dramatically. I mean, some say that thyroid issues are throat blockages, right? And adrenals are power blockages, you know, blockages in the solar plexus. So you could work at it from an emotional perspective as well. From the voice analysis program we have, it says that a person with thyroid issues will have either too little or too much C in their voice. They sing C too often. And for adrenals, they have too little or too much of D sharp and cymatic, and the voice analysis assessment will tell you precisely if that's a problem. And then you would tone those or tone the opposite if you have too much. So, I mean, if you find once you've got the frequencies, you could totally tone it, or you could use a tone generator and play it on the body. Blood clots. I've had blood clots, so I know about this one. This one's tricky. You can't do vibroacoustics on the body with blood clots. Those little blood clots could break loose and go into your lungs or heart or brain, and you could be dead. It's really dangerous. So you can't do vibration physically on the body, but you can do energy work with it. And again, just assume that it will be gone. Energy work with sound or sound around to get the person peaceful is really good. We also do have CDs for the circulatory system that is really good, that you can just listen to. And heart conditions. It seems just kind of crazy that the remedy for heart conditions, number one, is not love. I mean, love is the deal. I mean, you go in for a heart condition to a doctor, they should say, let me show you how to run love. Let's teach you how to run universal love so it never goes away. And at least send the sound of love to your own heart. I mean, I've got a lot of CDs that are about love, unconditional love and water of life. I mean, love, I would bet that more than 70% of the causes of heart disease are lack of love. We've got an epidemic of people not loving around here, right? So there are frequencies for love that you could play on the body, or you could do a little frequency sweep and find it yourself. We've got the endocrine system. We got the heart song in the endocrine system CD, or you could get the circulatory system CD. Digestion. Digestion is commonly caused by stress. You get stressed out and your digestion goes haywire. So just getting to a place of peace and calm and stillness is often the best, right? Or working with emotions to get rid of them, you know, so you're not stressed out by those emotions, all those techniques that we mentioned. There's also frequencies for digestion. You could play them on the body, or you could just do a frequency sweep and find it yourself. Go up and down and until you find that frequency. We also have a CD for digestion that's really, really effective. I just had someone say it totally cleared up their digestion. Digestion is tricky, though, because there's so many bugs that can be in there and so many bugs that can be missing. I mean, you know, maybe you just need probiotics, right? I had a digestive problem after taking antibiotics and just took a bunch of probiotics. And within a month, my digestion was completely resolved, right? So, I mean, ultimately, we should have a frequency to destroy any bug in there, right? We do an assessment. We just play that frequency and kablooey. Or we find a frequency. We have the frequency for your intestines, for your large intestine, for the actual stomach, right? Ultimately, one day, it's going to be really cool. And then there's cancer. Cancer is really about, I think, fear more than anything. So empowerment, really powerful sounds. Whoa, right? Really loud, full power. So you can get back in your power. Or just going to a place of peace, right? And, you can also use sounds on the body. They often say emotions are the cause of cancer, so you can do emotional clearing with the voice and other techniques that we mentioned, or just resonate what is right. And as we've talked about many times, there's research now. I mean, you can go on search for Anthony Holland, and you'll see, you know, four different frequencies, and he shows videos of them destroying four different types of cancer. Or the Inside Tech from Israel, they have ultrasound that destroys cancer cells. The future is really positive on this area. You know, with all of these issues, the number one thing is to just visualize it gone, right? Imagine it's already gone, and then make the sound of it. We'll do that in just a minute. I want to go ahead and play a CD for you. Okay. So this is the CD for depression. Starts out kind of blah and then ends up really activating. So after all this talking, enjoy.
again. Potential is huge. What we're looking at now is actually using an electron microscope or other devices to find the harmonic content of each cell in the body so that we actually have the notes of each of the 11 systems, and we can get the rhythm of the body by from EKG and EEG, brainwave entrainment assessment. And then we've got the melody and rhythm for each of the 11 systems. And then we use needles with frequencies, ultrasound, infrared light, microcurrents, electromagnetics, and scalar waves to run that river of flow through each of the 11 systems. And we're getting funding to do this research, to do exactly this in virtual reality, so that you can actually see all 11 systems flowing, tuned to you, to your rhythm, because you're hooked up to EKG and EEG. Oh my God, something's going to happen. But ultimately, the Holy Grail is the template of musical interval perfection for a person. The reason no one has specific frequencies that everybody agrees on, in fact, no two people ever agree on any frequency for any part of the body or any disease or any issue. No two people ever. Because it's different from person to person. But what we've learned is the relationship between the frequencies, like the relationship between the 210 types of cells, and the relationship between the organs, the relationship between the body parts, all of those are musical interval relationships that we believe strongly. I believe really, there's not many things I would bet on around the body, but I would bet on this one, that those musical interval relationships are the same from person to person. And then we resonate you into that framework of a human, of a healthy human, with needles, with frequencies, ultrasound, scalar waves, all of that. Do it in virtual reality and have some fun while we're getting the treatment. This is the new medical system. This is the Holy Grail, the template of health, a perfect template of health for a human. The potential is huge. Okay, finally. Think about whatever you have going on right now. This is the most important technique of all. Think about what you have going on right now. And now imagine, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, imagine it's completely gone. What would that feel like? Now, make the sound of it to resonate that in your body. That's the best technique of all. It's completely gone. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, at least the rest of the night. The whole week, I mean, months ahead, years ahead, forever. Lifetimes. Done deal. And so it is. Thanks so much for listening, and take care.